Hey, we're pressing pause in the morning. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, what's going on? And what is up, Pause Gang? It's your boy. Hey, Zero, your hero.
How much coffee you consume so far today?
just a single cup. I'm trying to get down to just a cup a day. It's hard some days.
Hard some days. I'm doing an herbal tea. It's called Throat Coat, which is fantastic stuff.
I love Throat Coat.
I need to start doing the lemon though, because I learned a pro tip the other day that lemon eliminates mouth noises. So if you're talking into a microphone and stuff, like, you don't hear all the saliva slurping around. So
yeah, it's supposed to be good for mucus and all that too, which is why so many people do like a lemon tea during cold and flu season to help with that phlegm, breaks it down.
There you go. So less mouth noise coming soon. Brought to you by Throat Coat.
Not a sponsor.
So if you guys are watching this, you're seeing some Lego Star Wars. We're going to talk some Lego Star Wars. We're going to talk some other Star Wars games. It'll be a short and sweet, nice small pee-pee in the morning, I guess. Yep, is that what we're going with?
Okay. Just a little pee-pee.
Yeah, just a little one. So you've picked this up on PS5, yeah?
I did. And, you know, I think this is still going to be a fantastic Switch game, but the biggest thing, I was watching the, gosh, I don't know if it was Digital Foundry or not who did the comparison. I was watching someone's comparison, and the load times were really what sold me on the PS5 versus the Switch. So the load times are just dramatically better on the PS5. So it still looks very playable on the Switch, and it seems like a good Switch game, you know, the Lego aspect of it. But I want PS5.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, I'm on Switch just because, well, you know, I talk more about Switch.
Yeah, sure.
But was hoping or wishing I was playing it on my Series X while I was playing it on Switch, just because it just looked a little muddier, you know, than, yeah,
definitely.
Then, and I mean, I didn't know the load, I assumed load times were better, I just didn't know it. Yeah. I love this opening scene right here where I was like, oh, my color's off. And then it was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, that was good. So have you played handheld and docked, or are you just done docked?
It does look better handheld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just harder to tell.
Yeah. And OLED just kind of, I don't know. I feel like it covers a multitude of sins somehow. I'm not really sure, but it seems to do that. So,
yeah. For sure.
But I mean, fun game. I haven't had a ton of time to spend with it, honestly. Like, what you guys are seeing as far as gameplay footage is basically what I've put into it. And, but I really enjoyed it. There's this crazy sense of nostalgia that I wasn't expecting from a Star Wars game you know, or especially because of Lego Star Wars. But like, all of a sudden it was like, yo, I remember doing this back on the OG Xbox, you know, like, and just to see how they've evolved over time, I think it's been really cool.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the biggest thing, like the original Lego games weren't voice acted, right? They just had text on the screen.
That is correct. Yeah,
that's correct. Was it Lego City Underground was the first like fully voice acted game?
That seems probably about right. I mean, I haven't really kept up with, unless it was like, I have a handful of Lego games on the Switch just because of year one when I was collecting all the games. And the Ninjago movie was honestly probably the most solid. It felt more like the Turtles games, like as far as like an arcade beat 'em up versus like, these are definitely more third person, almost like third person action adventure at this point, which they used to be, you know, the camera used to be fixed and now
now you've got like that old over the shoulder and you have a cover system. It's basically Gears of War.
It's Legos of War. And that guy's wearing pajamas. If you guys are watching, you can see one of the,
it's early in the morning. So yeah, let's talk about some of that, right? Like, I love that they're true to the reference material, right? Like the story doesn't change. All the major plot points are going to be there. So if you love Star Wars, it's all going to be familiar. It's just, they tweak like some of the lesser points and some of the dialogue. Like they do such a good job not just copying the source. It's almost like Spaceballs,
right?
You know, like they've done a amazing job. Well, Spaceballs wasn't as true to the reference material, but like they make it funny, they make it fresh while also keeping the major plot points. Like we're seeing Vader enter the ship, and that all kind of stays true to the iconic moments you remember. And then the dialogue will slightly change where something like happens that is silly and fun. So yeah, loving it.
Yeah, he gets his lightsaber stuck in the door right here, you know. Just so many goofy things that they're like, you know what, they just had a little bit of fun. He's like, it appears to be stuck, right? Like it's so goofy, but I mean it works for a game, you know. And then even these sequences of like building stuff, like I had kind of forgotten that was a thing that you did in these games, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like I remember the original ones, it was just seemed like I just remember going and just hitting everything with my lightsaber or shooting it with my gun. You know, I know there was probably more to it than that, but it's been a long time since I played like the Lego Star Wars games anyway. So but the amount of detail though, like seeing the helmets come off, seeing the faces underneath, there's different faces. They're not just all the same, you know, generic Lego man face, right?
Yeah.
Like I thought that was great. I even got a little stumped on one of the puzzles because I was missing the sparkly area I needed to stand in order to grab something and move it, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to I had to invert my controls, you know, because that's the right way to play any kind of shooter is inverted.
Something like that. I like that you played the actual right way for quite a while before you gave up and inverted your control. You tried.
I was like, something is not right. And well, the problem is I switched. This game is interesting because the menu was like invert controls, and I was like, yes, and then it didn't invert, and I'm like, what? So
was it just the flight controls you inverted, or
I don't even remember. It was something like that. I had to scroll down further to it was like on foot camera invert, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay. I thought it was one of those scenarios where I hit A instead of B or B instead of A to confirm, you know. So
yeah,
but right there, yep. did you notice that when I shot him in the foot, he grabbed his foot and hopped on one foot, like that's that Luigi's Mansion 3 level of detail, like where he, you know, it really feels like he's interacting with the environment, and that makes it that much more enjoyable. So
yeah, the attention to detail was phenomenal, and I like, you know, if you're playing this, like obviously you know it's a video game, but it almost feels like it could be another Lego movie. Like the graphics and everything are that good. Like it really feels like you're playing a Lego movie.
It really does. Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Like just the way her, you know, the sway in her plastic dress, you know, like it's really great. Like, but it totally gives you that feel. I mean, we essentially get to have the Lego battles we envisioned we were having when we were kids, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. So
yeah,
but
it's awesome.
We obviously want to touch on Lego Star Wars, but you've been a huge fan of Star Wars games for quite some time. What are some of the most notable titles for you when it comes to Star Wars games?
I think, you know, there's been a lot of good ones. Obviously, like Rogue Squadron was pretty revolutionary when it came out back in the day. But I think the gold standard is Jedi Fallen Order. You know, that game, I think, is doing Star Wars right, because they told their own canon story with it and you know, tied in some of the iconic characters, but that game made feeling like right here in this scene, if you're not watching, I love that they use the Lego fire. So there's sections where they use real fire, but then there's also the Lego fire. But yeah, I think Jedi Fallen Order, and I'm really excited for the sequel for that. But I you know, that was my game of the year of, gosh, I don't, what was that, 2019?
I believe so. It that poor game got overshadowed by the Game Awards so bad.
Yeah, because it came out in December too. Those December games always are tough because it's not out long enough to compare it against this year's or last year's titles, right? And then if you're comparing it against next year's titles, it's forgotten by the time it's you know, the classic Halo syndrome. So you and I did this very different, by the way. Like, I didn't break that door down. I put out the fire and went that way.
Oh, that's hilarious. I talked with Crawler and I went over this game on NPC, and he did both. He was like, I after I opened the door, I destroyed the gun and then rebuilt it over on the other side and put the fire out. So I was like, oh, that's
funny. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
But no, I mean, Fallen Order really is, I mean, it really is the, like, it's great to see Star Wars games evolve to that point, right? Yeah. And the Fallen Order for me did more than just create an incredible Star Wars game. It felt like an evolution of the Metroidvania genre to me. Like, I felt like that game was much more than just an adventure game, but like the way they had you doing puzzles and the way certain power-ups would come into play, like right off the bat, after you get off the garbage train or whatever, and you're on that planet, you're like, well, I see I can get there, but I can't do it yet. And I was like, this is Metroid. Like, this is, I love this. Like, that was part of the major hook for me as soon as I saw things like that happening.
Yeah.
Couple that with an incredible story, and the lightsaber gameplay, I think, was a little bit like, I haven't gone back and played it on the harder settings, because I felt like I started on a harder difficulty and I was like, I feel like I'm going to need to just enjoy this one first. And then if I want to go back and really, really struggle through it, I will. But
that game's hard on even, you know, I played it on whatever the step up above normal was. I didn't play it on like the Grandmaster. Was it Jedi Knight?
I think it was. Yeah.
I played it on Jedi Knight and it was punishing. Like, that game was tough, and it's all about timing and
which you get down right as you put the time into it, it all comes together. So
and luckily enemies, you know, I don't know if this is true of the hardest settings, but enemies have a tail, right? Like they turn red when they have an unblockable attack, so it's kind of gimmicky. You see that coming, but thankfully, because otherwise I would have died a lot more than I already did.
For sure. I mean, historically, Star Wars has a history. I'm sorry. Historically, Star Wars games are harder than most, it seems like. You know, if you think back to like Super Star Wars and Super Return, Empire Strikes Back, Super Return of the Jedi, like those were not easy games. I remember renting Super Star Wars and I was like, I'm going to have to buy this one. And then ended up buying it and finally playing through it. But like, I remember playing it when I was like younger, and it was tough. Going back to it later on, I was like, okay, this is a little better, right? After I got Empire Strikes Back for Christmas and played it till 5 a.m. or Christmas Eve, and then played it till 5 a.m. Christmas morning, you know? So, and I didn't make it very far. I did not make it very far, but I had a smile on my face the whole time. Like I loved it. And then and then Return of the Jedi, it started out weird. You're like on that weird hop, like speeder bike. I don't even know what the hell it was, but that's how that game started. And then finally you got to see, I mean, when I got to finally play as Luke with the green lightsaber and his when he was in all black, it was just like, okay, I'm in my happy place right now.
And at the time, you probably thought that was the peak of gaming, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Never get any better than this.
Never get any better than this, right? But I mean, even doing the trench run and the Hoth and all that kind of stuff, like, I imagine that was kind of a feat back in the day. And I'd have to go back and look at it now to see what it looked like. But I remember, like, you know, hitting the tow cable and going around the legs. And it was just like, this is it. This is it, baby. Yeah, we've peaked. Because I don't know if you played any of the Star Wars games on the NES, which I'm fortunate enough to have. I think Empire's, I have both of them, but I have one of them complete in box even.
Oh, and, really?
They were not fun. Like, They were like, the first Star Wars game on NES was not enjoyable. It's like a terrible version of Zelda almost, where you're just trying to explore and go all around, and I'm just like, this is not in the movie. That's all I remember thinking as a kid. Like, this is not in the movie.
This is like, not accurate.
What this is? Yeah, this is. I think you had to play as like 3PO or something, trying to find R2, and I'm like, he has no way of attacking anything. How is this? How is this fun? What is going on here? So
terrible, terrible. But, that's funny.
But I mean, you mentioned like Rogue Squadron and stuff. Those were fantastic titles. Like, they were amazing. On GameCube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the I think that was the first game that had Dolby Pro Logic 2.
Oh, yes.
And, man, it sounded, you know, because part of Star Wars, like, Star Wars is, you know, the space odyssey, or, you know, space opera, right? But the biggest part of Star Wars, I would say, or maybe more important than the story and the visuals, is the audio, you know? The huge score and the crazy sounds from TIE fighters, and it, Rogue Squadron had all that. And that was the first game that I remember that did it well. There's probably PC ones that I didn't play that also did it well, but yeah, it was such a cool thing, you know, with your surround system to have, you know, Star Wars playing just like it's the movies on Laserdisc.
You know? Yep. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's, and that's no joke. And it really, like, Rogue Squadron was the game that you compared, like, you know, if it, like the PS2 and the Xbox, it was like, show me a game that looks as good on those as, mm-hmm. as Rogue Squadron. And then Resident Evil came out and that changed things, you know, even more.
Yeah, but absolutely. Even Luigi's Mansion, you know, I know we're getting off topic, but GameCube handled Shadows better than either of those other consoles. Yeah. But and then, you know, we talked prior to starting the show about Battlefront, and, you know, I know they screwed up a lot of stuff with this most recent Battlefront, but I'm excited to see what they do with the next gen Battlefront. You know, I assume they're working on one. I know there's, what did they say, like 5 Star Wars games in the queue.
Yeah, but one of them got delayed to like 2028 or something ridiculous. Like,
that Eclipse delay game. A game that long.
Yeah, they're just like, yep, we can't do it. We can't.
What
do it.
Console is that even coming out for? Like,
I don't know.
Man,
yeah, I have no idea.
But I would love to see a new Battlefront, and you know, maybe make it a proper game. I know Battlefront's focus is multiplayer, and that's what it's supposed to be, and that should still be at the forefront. But, you know, maybe give us a little bit more single player aspects to it, just to please people, and no microtransactions. EA, I hope you learned your lesson. People are still upset about that one.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Have you played Squadrons?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Wasn't your cup of tea?
Not necessarily that. I missed the window on it being, you know, the game people were playing and talking about.
I see.
So like I went back, I don't remember, I have it and I did install it and play a little bit, but it was by myself and I moved on to something else.
Gotcha.
Is it cool. Worth going back and
I would say go through the story at least. I'm halfway through because I was playing with my uncle, and so I haven't picked it back up because we just haven't sat down together to play more of it. But I often think about it because I'm like, oh, this was fun. Like, you were pulling off stuff like Poe in like The Last Jedi when he's like whipping the ship around and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so it's pretty rad. But hey, that's gonna do it for morning pee-pee. We gotta come up with a better name. I don't know.
Wake up, press pause. Wait, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Press pause and wake up. You know, I don't know. Something like that. All right. We'll bye, everybody.
Bye.
Maybe.